The United Nations has accused Khartoum of conducting a huge bombing campaign in South Kordofan near the border of North and South Sudan. 11 airstrikes were carried out in the oil-producing state while northern and southern troops continue to clash. The World Health Organization said its warehouse and offices in the state capital, Kaduli, had been broken into and medical supplies worth over $180,000 looted. Melissa Fleming from the UN Refugee Agency says more than 53,000 people have been displaced from southern Kordofan state.
Humanitarian flights have been denied authorization to land despite our efforts to secure such an agreement. Also, land access has been hampered by armed militiamen who've set up roadblocks, and we're hearing reports that people are being harassed on the move. This insecurity means that our operations are severely constrained, and we're not even able to reach our warehouse, which is 5 kilometers away. If we could reach it, we could help at least 10,000 of the displaced people.
The strikes came a day after President Omar al-Bashir said he would withdraw northern troops from Abyei, another disputed oil-rich region. South Sudan is due to become officially independent in July. I'm Lydia O'Kane.